This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the most random episode on the I Almost Died podcast. I'm your host, and let's dig in. Welcome to the I Almost Died podcast. We're not singing. I have just spent the past hour just pressing buttons on my computer on GarageBand to make songs with a church organ. And let me tell you, the things you could do for entertainment, you can't find anything more entertaining than that, to be honest. But that's not what I want to talk about today. I woke up this morning to a new addition in my notes app that I've no recollection of making. This was written at 4 in the morning, which was strangely an hour and a half before I woke up. I have been waking up at 5:30 in the morning for the past, I don't know how long, I think a week. I don't know what is happening to me, but I'm not complaining. It's kind of a blessing to have your body naturally wake up early. Like, usually that's something you have to force yourself with, like, the nasty, like, iPhone default alarm. So, like, I'm not complaining. It's just very strange. It's strange to see the world in the early morning. But I saw that I had made this note and I had no recollection. And basically what it is like 8 different words or phrases, and I think what sleep typing me was trying to do was like make lists of things to talk about on this podcast, and I don't think I'm gonna let him down. I think we're gonna read them on this episode. And let me tell you, these are like real conversation starters, some real like fiery debatable points. Well, they're not even points, it's really just words. So I thought, with your permission, we could get into them. First one is in all caps and it says, TikTok is causing psychosis. So listen, I don't think 4:30 a.m. Benjamin knew what that word means, but then I Googled it.
Psychosis is a condition that affects the way your brain processes information. It causes you to lose touch with reality. And then I realized, wait, maybe I do know what I'm talking about. And I had to like kind of like think about it for a second. I was like, okay,
yeah. And especially, yeah, after what I experienced today. So, I'm only talking about this on the podcast. I don't really want to post about it. This is where I just spill all my little secrets that everyone is waiting so diligently and patiently to hear about. I started in-person acting classes today. And it's been crazy. I haven't sat in a classroom since I dropped out in 2018, and I'm just out here in a class now, so that's kind of crazy.
It was like literally from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. of like acting and like being so far out of my comfort zone. Like my comfort zone is this bed. And I was at the moon. That's how far out of my comfort zone I was. But overall, it was such a fun experience and I loved it. But I'll talk about that another time. I don't know. Maybe I won't. One thing was, there was no phones allowed during the whole experience. I mean, during the whole class. I guess it's an experience. And you know what? At first, I was not doing well. Because for the past, I want to say, like, 3 years, every single hour of the waking day, I will probably be on my phone for at least half of it. My screen time is literally disgusting. But overall, I think we can all agree that like one of the biggest chompers of our screen time is TikTok. And I always feel so weird like ragging on TikTok and like the issues it creates when I'm like actively contributing to TikTok by posting videos on TikTok. Now, mind you, I post like one video a week, like one 45-second video a week, like max. So I don't think like I'm contributing that much, obviously still a little bit. But what I noticed was if I just have a typical day where I spend 4 hours on TikTok, let's say, that day in my mind will go by so damn fast. And, you know, some people will go on TikTok to, like, kill time or whatever. But it's, like, that is a day in your life. Like, that's, like, fully a day that you will never get back. That will be forever locked away in the past. And for the most part, if you just scroll through TikTok, it will fully be deleted from your brain. Like, nothing will stand out from that day. Out of 2021, I'd say there's probably, like, at least 100 days that are literally just filler days, like NPC days. They have no meaning. I won't remember anything from them. And all I probably did was scroll on TikTok and go on my phone. And that is insane because today, when I was without my phone for the majority of the day, doing acting classes, it was insane. Today felt like it was 4 days long, and I'm not exaggerating, literally felt like it was 4 days long. And I know, I guess that could be, like, not the best, like, you don't want a day to be excruciatingly long, but I was enjoying my time, and it was long, which is, like, weird, because usually when you're having, like, a good time, the time just flies. But, like, to experience even just an hour, and have it not feel like it's just slipping away was such a like a good experience and something I want to keep doing. And I think the way to achieve that is just by not being on my phone. And if it means like going to an acting class where they like physically restrict you from being on your phone by taking it, so be it. But the thought of like these hours and these days and these weeks and these months just slipping away with no meaning literally sent me spiraling. So, and I'm not saying we need to just straight up become Amish, but I think we need to find ways to not have our perception of literal time completely warped by TikTok. There's no reason why anything like that should exist where it is giving you such dopamine and is endless. Where as soon as you put it down, nothing else really matches the dopamine that you're getting from that. I'm saying dopamine like I know what that word. I get just like good feelings. And it basically becomes a drug. And nothing else will like really match that. And all you want to do is scroll on TikTok. And it's crazy. It's actually kind of crazy. And I feel like at the start of the pandemic, we just were like, yeah, that's okay. I mean, it's a pandemic. What else is there to do? Okay, well now, we're kind of getting out of it, and I know we say that a lot, but I think now's the time, y'all. I think now is the time to reevaluate. Next topic. One word. Cringe. What I think I meant by this was We need to stop cringing. I don't know, that's like a literal ingrained reflex in our brains. But I feel like seeing things as cringy really like stops you and prevents you from having a lot of like cool experiences. For example, I used to hate indie music, like any type of indie music, any music with like even a freaking guitar and like one person singing or something, I would immediately chalk it off and be like ew, disgusting. And I think of like nasty stereotypes of like some hipster with like a mustache tattoo on his finger and like one of those big stupid goofy like American Horror Story hats. I don't even know why, but I would basically, indie music to me was cringe. And I was like, I will only listen to rap. And I don't know what else, like literally what else. But I've now discovered that it's very much not. And I was thinking, some of the things that I enjoy the most today are things that, like, little me would have, like, thought were the most cringy things ever. I unironically spin this fidget spinner for, like, a good portion of the day. Let me give you a little ASMR. But there's also things I haven't experienced that I feel like are, like, I used to think are cringe, but could probably be so fun. For example, like, Dungeons and Dragons. Definitely making my cringe list, but would I probably enjoy it? Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, now I think I'm like a more kind of open-minded person and I really don't find that anything is cringy. But it's making me realize, like, from someone who used to find so many things in this world as cringe, and then now, like, being more open-minded, I'm, like, seeing other people who are still very much set in their ways and are not open-minded, are very, like, closed-minded, and will see things and just immediately chalk it up to be cringe without, like, ever giving it a chance. And I feel like that's not a good way to live life. And that's what I think I was thinking about at 4:30 a.m. when I wrote down cringe in all caps. Next up. TikTokers making music. I feel like I talked about this maybe in a podcast or maybe a live stream, actually. Okay. This is always such a weird one to talk about because I have lots of friends who are TikTokers who are making music. And I don't want to, like, offend them. Oh, I definitely have talked about this before. So we'll make it light and we'll make it quick. I think most people can make a good song. And that's not just like most TikTokers. That's like most people, honestly. And like, obviously not everyone can sing, but there's like other things you can do in a song. You can freaking rap. You can do like one. You can even like sing, but like not really singing. Like there's sorry to name drop Claro, but like Claro. Aren't you good? Like, you don't have to be like belting lyrics. Like, you can just like, as long as you have like the vision and the artistic vision, like, you know, but I think that's not what I like wrote this down for though. What I wanted to talk about was when TikTokers make music, obviously they want it to get streams and they want it to do well. And what happens a lot of the time is these TikTokers will get signed to a record label. And I don't know if, like, I'm the only one, well, definitely not the only one that notices this, but I feel like a lot of people don't notice this. These record labels put people through hell to promote their songs on TikTok. Now, let's rewind it back to, like, 2018, 2019, when, like, the first ever songs, like, blew up on TikTok and then had, like, some conversion and became big songs and ended up on the radio and stuff. Like, even before like radio was playing TikTok songs, like y'all remember like the Maybe I'll Be Tracer, I'm Already Tracer, or like the Hit or Miss, I Guess They Never Miss. That was like never a thing for record companies to like have these like songs that they never thought would do well
all of a sudden have like 100 million streams on Spotify. And ever since then, I have just noticed like record companies just like using freaking their artists like, sorry, I just hiccuped. Oh my God. Using their artists like workhorses to like just nonstop promote their music. And the reason why some TikTok songs blow up is because like it'll be like a good funny trend or something, or something that makes sense. But what I see so much, so I used to do song deals on TikTok, and I don't do them anymore. I haven't done them since like end of 2020. Basically what they are is a record company or even an artist sometimes will just pay you to use their song in a TikTok. Now it could be anywhere from like you like can do whatever, like you can freaking show your kneecap for 15 seconds and have the song playing. You can even like mute the song sometimes and they'll pay you. Or it could be like they want you to do like a certain trend with their song and they'll pay you to post that kind of TikTok. And things like that can be so disingenuous. And I really, this one is like really interesting to me because I feel like 99% of people on TikTok don't even know this is happening. They're probably watching TikToks and having no idea that like the person that is making the video got paid like $5,000 to literally just have the song. It's so, what ends up happening a lot of the time is record companies will try and promote like a song that just, I'm so sorry, but that is just not like, not a TikTok song. Or it'll be a part of the song, which is just like very, like you can't make a trend out of it. It like might be like super slow and there's nothing that you can really do with it. Things like that. But they're still like trying so hard to have the song like become a thing. And it's worked sometimes. Like for example, the I'm Mad at Disney song. That song, 100%, I don't know. But I definitely know 100% people got paid to do that. And somehow that did end up being a trend. But like, come on, y'all. That song was not good. I'm so sorry, Salem, Elisa, whoever made that. And genuinely, I feel bad for her. Because like, I feel like she is one of the like artists that is just like lives and breathes like promoting songs on TikTok. Like, oh my God. And that whole genre of TikTok songs where it's like taking like current events, like she has that song, it's like I'm 2020 done with 2021. Come on. Basically, I need to wrap this one up. It just feels so artificial, and I feel like it takes out like all the, it's basically turning a song, which is like this like a beautiful artistic piece that is very personal to an artist, and packaging it up into like this product that is meant to be like soullessly distributed and passed around on TikTok, and even sometimes literally meant to just be muted so it doesn't even exist but is still getting like plays and streams on TikTok. Like, that is crazy to me. That is so crazy to me, and I feel like that's not how music should be. Okay, I need to like blow up my incense because the smoke, I can feel it like giving me like popcorn lung. So let's take a quick break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello, hello, and we're back. And my throat is really sore now. Next one, I don't know how much there is to say about this. Genetically modified cats for allergies is what I wrote. And I'm gonna have to agree. I don't know if we, like, genetically modify animals. Yeah. Yeah, they do that to, like, pigs and cows, don't they? To make them have, or, like, and, like, chickens to make them have, like, big old boobies. That was not a fart. That was my toe rubbing against a tripod. Don't get it twisted. So why can't we genetically modify cats to be allergen friendly? Because it really is so sad that there's people out there that can't have cats or be around cats. Like, that actually makes me so upset. They're missing out on so much joy and love and companionship. Okay, let's continue. That was a little shorty. The fall of America. Okay. I keep seeing, like, a bunch of, like, videos and, like, tweets about this. What's, like, the thing, like, all societies, like, have, like, 500 years max or something? Yeah, I feel like in our lifetime we'll see, like, America dissolve as a country. It's just so divided and split. But it's, like, not even something that you could... I don't even know, like, what America falling apart would look... Well, I guess I do know what it would look like. It's literally, like, walk outside. But there's no way we're just gonna keep going like this, I guess is what I'm thinking. Like, there's no way for the next 60 years we're gonna continue with half the country hating the other half of the country and almost the entire country hating the government. You're telling me, like, that is how we are gonna continue for the next 60 years or more? I'm saying 60 because that's probably how much time I have left. But that you really think we're just like, and the crazy thing is, like, so many people think, like, this is, like, baseline. Like, this is, like, normal. Like, the amount of problems that America, like, sorry to be a pessimist, but I really don't think that, like, a lot of the problems can be fixed. They're so ingrained and deep rooted in, like, the country's, like, freaking DNA. It's like, you can't have a successful and welcoming country that is built off of what it is. So, I definitely feel like sometime in our lifetimes we'll see it, like, collapse. Now, what would it become? I don't know, Canada 2.0? Canada will probably buy it. No, Canada's gonna fall apart too, y'all. You think I'm leaving Canada out? Canada's not making it too much longer either. It is a mess up there right now. That's why I left. Okay, let's move on.
Before we get too political.
Okay, getting what you want will not make you happy. Okay. I think it's important to set goals. 100%. Like, for example, like, me with, like, my YouTube... I always wanted, like, I think it was either 10,000 subscribers or 100,000 subscribers. And I'm talking about, like, this is, like, what I wanted, like ever since I was a kid. Like, this, like, the day I found out what YouTube was, I was like, this is what I want to happen. But, and the goals are good to have because they, like, are good motivators. Like, that's probably their, like, most useful purpose. But what you really need to make sure of when you set goals and expectations for things in your life is that regardless of what happens, you have a good foundation to still be happy. And you're not, like, you're not saying, like, I will not be happy unless this happens. Because first of all, if it doesn't happen, that can be, like, crushing. And if it's, like, something that's, like ends up not even being possible after a certain point, you're just, like, still gonna try and, like, achieve it. Wait, that's not making any sense. I really clocked myself there. That made literally no sense. Sorry. I guess what I'm saying is, if you set goals and you don't have the, like, the foundation in your mind to be happy no matter what happens, you can get the, you can reach those goals, and then you're just going to want the next one after that. So say, for example, like when I hit 100K, I was like, oh my gosh, like, we hit this milestone, what's the next one? Do you know how numbers work? There's infinite numbers. So what's not a good thing to do? Keep raising the goal number. That is just not going to be a recipe for success. That's going to be a recipe for, like, Jell-O with olives in it. And what's another example? Oh, okay. This one, trigger warning. Potential, I don't know. ED? I will get into this one day, but still very much experiencing this, so I don't really want to get into it right now. But I have struggled with body image for most of my life. The thought of going to a pool and having my shirt off literally made me want to not do that. Up until very recently, and even still now, like, if I go to a pool, there's going to be a whole 10 minutes where I'm like, hands crossed, do not look at my boobies. But anyways, I have been going to the gym every single day for the past 3 months or more. I mean, like, with, like, random periods where I'm just not near my gym, so I can't. But essentially, I've gotten, like, the body that, like, I guess, like, middle school me would have, like, always wanted. And, like, how do I say this? I don't know. But the negative body image that you might have in your mind will not go away. And oh, what do they call it? Body dysmorphia? I don't know if this is that thing, but unless you can change it in your mind, like, say, for example, it's a physical thing, unless you can, like, be okay with how things are, even if you get what you want, you still won't be happy. So, like, the way, like, this kind of relates to my example is, like, or my example relates to this is, like, I still feel insecure, like, showing my body, and, like, especially around other people, like, if I'm going to a pool or, like, a hot tub or something. And even though, like, I don't know, like, I don't want to toot my horn, but, like, I, like, am in probably the best shape I've ever been in. Which is, like, kind of crazy because I've never done sports before. I was never athletic, and somehow I freaking managed to make it happen. Like, I did it. Like, I actually did it. And obviously, like, I could be, like, buffer, blah, but, like what I wanted for, like, the longest time is what I got. So it's like, mission accomplished, bada bing, bada boom. But still, I didn't, like, throughout the process, and even before that, I wasn't, like, fully secure with my body and, like, how things were. And I guess it's kind of, like, the example of, like, the subscriber milestones just getting, like, higher and higher with each one that you pass. And this happens to people. Like, people will just, like, become gym addicts and, like, they'll just want to get, like, bigger and bigger and bigger and more muscular and more muscular and more muscular. And I'm very glad that, like, I've kind of got to a point where I'm like, okay, this is it. Like, I don't really want to be much more muscly, but I just want to keep it here. And that'll be good for me. And I guess, like, people can get addicted to the gym for, like, other reasons too. Like, there's, like, chemicals in your brain, and it's, like, literally, like, doing a freaking gym drug. But basically, getting what you want will not make you happy.
You have to be happy along the way, and you have to enjoy the freaking ride. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, we got one last one. Ow. Also, side note, I just like sing and talk to myself throughout the day a lot of the time. And today I did so much not talking because there was like a lot of listening that I had to do because it was a class. And I didn't open my mouth for like probably like 3-4 hours. I know, crazy. I opened my mouth and my jaw, it feels like it broke. Listen, I don't know if y'all can hear this. And now the bones in my jaw are crunchy and hurt. So that's really good. Okay, final one. Skincare is a scam. That's what I have written. 100% agree. 4:30 a.m., Ben. Now listen. There are definitely products out there, like skincare products, that will treat things on your face that cause acne. 100%. There are medications that do that. But I think, like, what 99% of, like, your skin and your complexion boils down to is genetics and, like, your health and how much water you drink. And obviously, like, not putting, like, oil and stuff on your face. But the way there's, like, whole products that literally do nothing. Literally do nothing at all. And you will see, like, influencers, YouTubers, like, promote them and be like, I love this product. Meanwhile, they're, like, they're not even, like, using the product. They're just like, I love this skincare product. It's really crazy. It's really crazy. I am very lucky and very blessed with my skin. I did used to have really bad acne. Oh, mama. It was bad. Like, my forehead looked like a topographical map of, like, Nepal. But obviously there is some things you can do. Like, for example, water is a huge thing. Like, moisturizing. But when I see, like, some people's skincare routines that are, like, have, like, 14 different products, there's no way in hell your body needs all 14 of those. And in each 14 of those products, there's, like, what, like, 30 different chemicals? What is the math on that? Like, there's no way your face needs 400 different chemicals to be just skin. And not to mention, like, they'll just, like add random, like, ingredients for no reason. It's, like, it's such, like, pseudoscience. Like, it gives me very... Ooh. Should I say this? It gives me very much, horoscope vibes. I'm not gonna elaborate on that at all. But I just think that there is a lot of BS in skincare. And a lot of it's not real. And which sucks, because genuinely sometimes there's nothing you can do about, like, how your skin is. I heard Accutane is like one of the most, like, effective things, but it's like, I mean, like, things like that are actual drugs that actually do stuff. I'm, like, more talking about, like, these creams that have, like, freaking, like, snail mucus in them. It's like, you should be in jail, you should be in prison, you should actually be in prison for your war crimes. Like, literally so stupid. And they have to know, like, deep down they have to know that they are literally selling people, like, snake oil, but they still sell it. It's crazy. Drink your water. That's all I'll say on that. I love you all so much. Thank you for joining me on this very random episode. Glad we covered all these topics. If you want to see more episodes like this in the future, let me know. Comment some topics for me to talk about. And with that being said, I love you very much. I'll see you next Sunday, next Wednesday. Bet of the week, it's chill.